Hello, friends. Hello, family. Hello, listeners. And welcome back to another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast, where we talk straight to the building products and building materials industry. Hey, whether you're a manufacturer, a distributor, a contractor, rep group, or even an architect, look, we're talking to you and we're going to bring some information that's going to really help you a lot. Now, today is Volume 5, Episode 87, and this is a tough one. This is called This Ain't 2003. This is a wake-up call for building materials marketing pros and their bosses. So really, the question is, does your marketing suck? Yeah, probably does. Okay, so before I get all the calls and emails, just listen to the whole episode, and I think you're going to like it. I'm going to ask a really tough question. If your marketing department vanished tomorrow, would anyone notice? So if you're a CEO, VP, or a marketing leader in the building products or building materials space, and you can't say absolutely, well, guess what? This is your wake-up call. Look, this isn't a pep talk. This is an indictment on how far behind our industry has fallen. And look, we all know this. And you know, we're about 20 or 30 years behind most industries when it comes to marketing and sales. And look, this episode today, it is a lifeline for those ready to catch up. Let's kind of frame everything out. So marketing in the building products industry is 20 years behind at least, and it's costing you sales every single day. So here's what's really going on. Here's the thing. I've been in this space a long time. I've been in charge of marketing. I've worked with marketing departments. So I feel your pain. I'm there with you. So number one, your website, it's still a brochure. It's just a digital copy of your brochure. Your social media is job site pictures with no story, no call to action, no consistency. Industry-wide, 85% of digital budget still goes to trade shows and static assets, not channels that actually drive demand. Look, less than 3% of companies out there post consistently on social media. Look, I look at all your sites. I look at all your social channels. You guys are not getting it done. And the world's changing. And your customers are looking online and they're looking at all these different, you know, channels and avenues, all the social media, all this kind of stuff. And you're not even participating. So let me tell you the rest of the story. Most manufacturing or building products companies spend 5 to 8% of revenue on marketing. Now, a few push 10%, but it may sit lower than the general B2B average, okay? So of that, 30 to 40% generally goes to trade shows or events. In other industries, it can hit 40%. Exhibitors routinely drop $30,000 plus per show once you add the booth, travel, swag, and staff. Meanwhile, measurement just gets like hardly anything of the spend, meaning much of that trade show money never gets tied to actual sales. Yeah, this is going to ruffle some feathers, and I'm sorry, but I'm just going to call it out here. And I'm going to talk about a quote, a guy here, Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V. If you don't follow him, he's pretty cool. You can find him on YouTube and all the social channels. He basically said, paid, owned, earned model is dead. We now live in an owned, earned, paid era. There's zero reason to spend a media dollar on creative that hasn't proven itself organically. All right, so stop paying to amplify bad creative. The data says it's a waste. You know, look, I do the same thing in my business. I and those of you who follow me, I'm posting everywhere all the time. I look at the analytics. Only the posts that have some signs of life, I will actually turn into an advertisement and then even get more bang for the buck. That's all I'm saying here. So I'm going to frame that up. So now let's also talk about how the world has changed, especially since COVID. All right. Because, you know, pretty much our frame of reference, a lot of us are COVID. You know, we had to shut down everything, no more trade shows. And wow, now we're glad we're back at trade shows. But I want to hit some really hard numbers with you and tell you why we need to start thinking different, especially in our space. So we moved from the social media era to the interest media era. So algorithms are now pushing content to people based on interests, not follower counts. What that means is this: a zero follower account can outperform a million follower brand. And what that's saying, if you don't understand what I just said, is you don't have to have a bunch of followers. Everyone says, oh, how many followers do you have? How many hits to it? That doesn't matter anymore. I predict that at some point, the number of followers is just not even going to be a metric anymore. And here's why. All the algorithms on all these platforms, I don't care if it's LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or X or TikTok, whatever you're on, what they're doing is they're looking for content that people are interested in, and they're going to show it to them. It doesn't matter how many followers you have. So you got to have excellent creative, all right? Now, here's the kicker. Good creative isn't what your boardroom likes. Okay, it's what earns organic engagement from real people. Yeah, again, I get it. Those of you who are publicly traded or have a board of directors, or you're in private equity, people are like, oh, what are our metrics? You know, they're looking at, you know, the number of, you know, badge swipes at a trade show. Okay, sorry, that doesn't cut it anymore. Now, look at this. 76% of business-to-business buyers say that winning vendors' content influenced their decision. I'm going to say that again. 76% of B2B buyers say that winning vendors' content, that means if a vendor or if a company has great content, and I'm talking creative content, it influenced their decision. 96% research online before buying. Most building products brands give them nothing worth finding or getting excited about. Oh yeah, you have a press release. Woo, it's featured on your landing page. Woohoo, that's all you do. Sorry, if that's all you're doing, you're losing. All right, now look, I'm going to talk right now to the leaders, the C-suite, the VPs, the executives. And this is something I want you to ask your marketing team today. Now, marketing folks out there, you know, don't send the hate mail yet. Okay. I'm going to help you guys out in a minute, but I got to talk to leadership because really it ultimately falls to them because they're the ones who are approving budgets and asking or should be asking questions. First thing you should be asking is what is our content strategy? Okay. How are we building organic reach? Now, organic means free. And let me spell it out to you. You know, every social media out there, all the social channels, including YouTube, it's free, people. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything to start a YouTube channel. It doesn't cost you anything to start a podcast. It doesn't cost you anything to post on a regular basis. Most of you are not doing that. So the other question, okay, that was the first one. What's our content strategy? Number two, how are we building organic reach? You know, what channels are we in? You know, what is the strategy? Who's in charge of organic creative, okay? Number three, what AI tools are we using to create and distribute content faster? Now, those of you who don't like AI, just turn off. Actually, those of you who don't like AI, you've already lost, okay? You got to get with the program, okay? That's all I'm saying. So if you don't like AI, just turn this off and, you know, see you later. All right, next question you need to ask your marketing team. How are we leveraging video podcasts in short form? And a lot of this stuff, you can make it once, use it many times. And I'll tell you what I do. I cut this podcast and I have some software. It's not my software. It's something I license or buy or lease. It's an app. And what I do is I just break this down into shorts. Yeah, again, I hit a button and I have about 30 videos. And that's what I post. And they're all designed. AI makes them viral, pulls provocative headlines. Okay. So that's kind of a little peek behind the curtain of what I do. Next question. And this is probably the most important. What's our sales attribution from marketing in actual revenue terms? In other words, do we have a direct correlation to sales? Is our marketing generating sales? Now, a lot of the marketing folks out there just want, okay, guys, I'm going to call you out. Marketing should be generating sales. You should be able to correlating all your marketing efforts to sales. Because really, at the end of the day, that's the only KPI. A lot of us are measuring, oh, we've had, you know, 50 people come to our website. We had 25 badge swipes today at our show. We gave out a lot of samples. Yeah, it was really good. We had a lot of traffic at the booth. Okay, come on, guys. Those are all vanity metrics. You know, impressions, reach. Look, If your marketing team is giving you that information, you don't have a marketing leader, you have a decorator. They're just giving you all these little, you know, good sounding, feel good things to make you feel good to the next meeting. But there's no real impact. Sorry. Now look, if you don't have a marketing department or you need some help, call me. I can help get your thinking right on all this. All right. That's all I'm saying. Look, if I can't help you, if I don't hear from you. All right. So that was to the leadership. Now, let's flip it. I'm going to go to the marketing pros. Now, look, I get it. You know, I've been in your seat. I've been in your chair. I've had your job. I was a marketing leader for several companies. Many marketing pros are under-resourced and under-supported. I get it. Okay, so what you need to do is you need to be proactive. Okay, so here's your 5-step playbook to go from being a scapegoat to a hero. And believe me, when things are bad, yeah, they're going to hit the sales guys first. then they're going to start looking at the marketing people. They're going to come and they're going to cut your budgets. They're going to cut your staff even more and might cut you. So you better listen to what I'm about to say. So I'm going to give you five things. Number one, post with a purpose. You want to tell a story, solve a problem, spark a conversation. All right. That's number one. Number two, modernize your website. You want to get lead capture. You want to get AI chatbots. You want to have conversion-driven copy. Is everything that's happening in your website, is it dumping over to a CRM? Is anything that's happening on your social media sites, any messages, is it coming to your CRM? Are your salespeople getting qualified leads? All right, that's all I'm saying. Because, you know, a lot of times I see websites, they have a form. There's no qualification. Again, those of you who are in the business, you're going to laugh at this, but you know, when I worked at a company, I would get leads from the website, you know, in my role, and I'd look at them, and it's a, again, no offense, but it's like a homeowner. He needs one piece of, you know, whatever to finish his project, and he's calling the manufacturer. You know what I did with that lead? Boom, because no one that I dealt with wanted to deal with a guy with one. He wanted one piece of, you know, whatever, one widget. Now, I'm sorry, you know, that's the truth. So if you're going to not qualify people, okay, that's what you're going to get. Your team is going to start throwing leads in the trash. And you need to be able to have a channel to direct everyone, whether it's the end user, whether it's a contractor, an architect, or distributor, whoever it is in the whole channel. You need to have a way for them to get your product. And you need to think about that in advance. Okay, that's number two, modernizing your website. Number three, create a content series. Okay. It's a series. Okay. Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn. Own your category. Look, this is all free. It just takes effort. I know it's hard. It's hard work. Look, I've been doing this for a long time. It is hard, but you know what? It's also building your brand. All right. Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, social. It's all free. It doesn't cost you anything except for time and to do it. All right. So start doing it. Number four, leverage AI. You can save hundreds of hours and multiply your output today by using AI. I mean, ChatGPT or Microsoft Copilot or, you know, Grok or whatever you're using. You know, simply type in, here's our website. Here's what we do. I need 30 social posts on this. Boom, it's done. Okay, now if you have a problem with that, oh, it's not creative, it's AI. I don't care. Okay, no one's going to know. And it doesn't really matter because everyone else is doing it. Or probably not in our industry, but in other industries. All right. So leverage AI in what you're doing. Again, if you can't do that or doesn't make sense, call me, let me know. All right. You want to track sales, not vanity metrics. Okay. You need a report pipeline, meetings booked, deals influenced. All right. So when you go to a trade show, okay, you need to start really thinking about, and again, I'm not down on trade shows, but trade shows are a lot of money. Most of them, I think back in my 35 plus year career, I can't think of a single trade show that I went to where I could attribute the big jump in sales. I mean, you know, look, it's good for building the brand. It's good for, you know, reaffirming customer relationships. But most trade shows I go to, if you go to a booth at the average trade show in our industry, okay, first of all, they're small. They're, you know, typically 10 by 10s and they could have the larger booths. But the smaller booths tend to feel crowded. You try to put too much stuff in it. And the other thing, your staff is poorly trained on how to engage customers. A lot of times I see all of you, you know, and you know who you are. You guys are in your khaki slacks with your company logo polo, your tassel shoes, and you're all clustered together on phones and telling jokes. You're completely ignoring customers as they walk by your booth. You have 3 seconds to get someone's attention. Most of you are huddled at the back of the booth. You look like a cadet review. All right, you guys got to quit doing that. You know, and again, marketing and sales leadership, you guys got to be working together. In fact, you should be under the same umbrella. You should be having the same boss because you both have a vested interest in making a successful trade show happen. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to get off on that tangent, but I'm getting fired up. You could probably tell. Okay. So again, track sales, not van. Okay, get five things. Post with a purpose. Number two, modernize your website. Number three, create a content series or have a content strategy. Number four, you want to leverage AI. Number five, track sales, not vanity metrics. Sales is the only KPI in business you should be tracking if you're in sales and marketing. All right. So now if you do this, leadership will see you as a revenue driver, not a cost center. Yes, I can help you, but I can help you execute that at every step. So give me a call. I'd love to help you. All right. So if I don't hear from you, can't help you. All right. So closing shot here. You don't need more fluff. You need firepower. Your competitors are already starting to think this way, and they're starting to create daily content. Look, the smaller guys, man, they're contractors, smaller contractors in small markets. They're killing it on TikTok. They're killing it on YouTube. They're killing it. And companies that are multi-billion dollar, you know, publicly traded or private equity companies, you guys are dying because you cannot move fast enough. So I want to tell you a couple of things. You don't need more fluff. You need firepower. Your competitors are doing it, and they're already creating daily content. They're testing it. They're amplifying what works. And you're still buying fake research. Yeah, I said it. All right. Quit. Again, publications, trade pubs. Sorry, I'm going to get the hate mail here. I get a bunch of them. Go right to the trash. Don't even look. You know, the only time we look at them is to see our ad or if there's a PR piece, we want to make sure it's in there. Other than that, look, no one's reading those. You know, that move that money somewhere else. All right. I know I'm going to get hate mail on that. Sorry, but that's just my opinion and my experience. All right. So let's remember a few things. AI influencers are already here, and in 24 months, they'll be indistinguishable from real people. Look, I use, in fact, some of my videos, I do use AI. Some of it is an avatar. It's not me. It's actually an avatar. Now, where I do post videos, I put our RPC, Real Person Certified. So if you see that little logo in the bottom left-hand corner of on the front of the podcast or video, that's really me. And most of you can tell because I make a lot of mistakes and errors. But it's getting better. So right now, again, you can use that for training too. So AI influencers are already there. All right. Now, again, I'm not saying manufacturers and people in our space should do that. I'm just saying the technology is there. Okay. Number two, a single relevant piece of content can outperform years of paid campaigns. So recently, in fact, the example I heard, those of you who've had colonoscopies, okay, those of you who are over 45, you know, you take something called Miralax, you know, that helps, you know, before you have the colonoscopy. Well, you know, they did a campaign on it, and it was kind of a funny campaign. It went, one post went viral. All of a sudden, and I believe the on Amazon, the product went from like 29,000 ranking, it was in the top 1,000 just off of one post. Tell you it works, folks. So a single relevant piece of content, and I'm talking organic content, can outperform years of paid advertising. Okay, last one. Smaller brands are outspending billion-dollar companies 3 to 5 times on social creative, and they're winning. You know, what is social creative? That means you got a bunch of people, you're coming up with creative ideas, and you're testing it, you're testing it, you're testing it. You don't put any ad dollars on it till it's proven. Okay. I mean, doesn't that make sense? It's like, wow, that makes sense. I remember in the old days, we used to come up with these ads and put them in the publications and we pat ourselves on the back. Oh, that's a great ad. Yeah. Did we know if it pulled anything? We had no idea. We had no idea because the metrics weren't there. The technology is there now to do that. All right. So again, I'm going to go back to Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, Gary V. He said this, marketing is offense for business. So if you're still playing defense with outdated tactics, you're going to lose, all right? And you all know that's true. And again, I talk to a lot of you out in the industry. I know there's some headwinds out there. I know, you know, the last half of 2025 is still not what you thought it was going to be. And a lot of you have already given up on 2025. You're looking at 2026, right? So let's start today. Let's get your strategy moving this year so you can come into 2026 with some really strong momentum. All right, I'll leave you with this. If your marketing department isn't doing all this, call me. I can help. Number two, if you don't have one, if you don't have a marketing department, call me. And if you are in charge of marketing and you need some help, call me. If you want to stop wasting money and start creating demand, let me know. Again, I'm Dan Owens, and I am the founder of Platinum Business Consulting. And look, I'm a practitioner of this. Okay, this is not theory. I do this every day for my business and for my clients. Let me do it for you. All right, that's all I got. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And I'll have some contact information below. And remember this, marketing isn't broken. It's just yours. Your marketing's broken, and let's fix that. Anyway, that's all I got. We will see you next time. Bye.